back to As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry. It is my wedding week.
Are you excited?
I am excited.
You should be.
I'm very excited. We did our to-do list last night, and certainly some things to do, but not a crazy amount, which is a relief, because I think I've heard so many of my friends who've had much bigger, more traditional weddings than us. The week of is just a nightmare.
Well, think about if you have 300 people, which I can't even wrap my head around. But there are, that's not unusual
no.
for people to have 250, 300 people.
I mean, because truly part of the reason we chose to do the ceremony and the dinner as just our immediate family is because both Mike and I, Mike will be here on Thursday.
Yes.
My guest co-host for the whole show on Thursday will be my fiance. I can't wait to not say that word and just say husband.
You're going to trip over it a couple times the first time.
Yeah. And so he'll be here Thursday and we're going to have a fun show together. But we're both very social people. And the daunting task of trying to make a guest list and how quickly it ballooned and how much we cannot afford a ballooned guest list. So we're like, nope, let's just scale it back. And so, because, you know, I do feel like that is one of, in talking to my friends, one of the parts of planning a wedding that the most fights, whether it's with your parents, whether it's with your partner, of trying to make that guest list and who you have to invite just because, you know, it's your aunt and you have to invite, no, all of my aunts I'm happy are coming. I'm just using that as an example. But, you know, like the random family member who, well, if you invite this cousin, you got to invite this cousin just because you like this one more doesn't mean you can't, you know, you just choose not to pick that one. And friend groups where there's certain people in the friend group that you're closer to, then you're not, but like you kind of got to invite everyone because then you're going to hurt feelings. And so it's, I'm happy to not be dealing with that. But it's also, it felt very serendipitous that today is also National Relaxation Day.
Perfect. You gotta chill.
You know, if there's not a holiday for everything, because there's certainly this. It was created by Michigan-based Sean Moeller when he was 9 years old.
He was all tense when he was nine?
I guess so. I mean, clearly he was singing that song. It was like, needed to relax. It was 1985. And so this makes me think, like, what does it take to apply to have a national day? Like, what is the process that it's obviously easy enough for a nine-year-old to do it?
That's a really good question.
Because there's a day for everything, right?
Yes.
But, so what do you do to relax?
I like to read.
Okay.
Depending upon what
novels or nonfiction?
I can do both.
Okay.
It just depends. I'm trying to get more exercise. I think it's really important to go for walks and go for bike rides. And I do try, as boring as it can be, I don't like to wear headphones because I want to hear the sounds of where I am. So I want to hear the birds. I want to hear the kids playing. I want to hear those things to keep me in the moment, if that makes sense. And even when we're on vacation, I rarely pop my earbuds in because I want to hear the music that they're playing. You know, if we're overseas, if we're in a different state, I want to hear what's going on.
I should do more of that, because I would say since we moved to our new house, before we had a fenced-in yard, so we could just throw Cliff into the yard and he'd come scratching at the door when he was ready to come back in.
Didn't have to worry about it.
And although sometimes he got out and that was annoying, but now we don't have a fenced-in yard, so we actually have to walk him. And I've been trying to do that more as well, since I'm on morning walk duty, instead of popping my AirPods in, listening to a podcast, I actually just take a 10-minute walk in the morning with him and
be in the moment.
And just be in the moment. Or just let your mind think about other things instead of constantly consuming information. Because I'm certainly someone who I don't typically embrace the silence. Like, I have music on in the background. Like, going to bed, growing up, I would listen to music as I was falling asleep. And now, on nights where I can't fall asleep, I have this podcast called the Sleep With Me Podcast.
Oh, wow.
Where it's just this guy who drones on. Like, it's not for everyone. But if you ever have insomnia and you have tried everything, it's called Sleep With Me Podcast. And it's this guy who he calls it like bedtime stories for adults. But it's basically like he'll just meander on and watch an episode of like the British Bake Off and just describe what's happening and then go on a tangent and then come back. And I don't think I've ever listened to I've always fallen asleep before the end of the episode. And it's like, because it's like, I can't do white noise because I still just, it's not making me think about something else.
Sure.
And so this actually, if I focus on what he's saying, but it's so boring that it just makes me go to sleep.
That makes me want to start a podcast where I just read law books or something.
Which is basically, and he's been doing it for a long time, and he has a very large, I mean, this is his full-time job now.
Seriously.
And so it's free in a lot of ways. He has a subscription model, but for the most part he keeps it free because he, like, it very much comes from a place of, he was someone who really struggled with insomnia and falling asleep. So he wants to make sure that it's a show that's always available for people who need it. But the show always begins with him saying, like, if you can afford to be in our Patreon and everything like that. But I would say that has always been helpful, because just being with my thoughts sometimes is not
too much.
Sometimes a little too much. But
and that's where you start ruminating over and over and over again. You know, you can think about the same problem and never get away from it, and it just starts snowballing in your head. And there are a lot of people who suffer from insomnia, so that's really very generous of him to do that model.
Yeah, and so, but so you go for walks. What do I was trying to think of, like, what do I actually do to relax?
Well, you exercise.
I do exercise. I don't feel like I exercise to relax. I feel like I exercise for the endorphins, which I guess is kind of the same thing, and also to look good in a wedding dress.
You don't have to worry about that.
No, I know. I mean, I certainly, but I mostly, when I was in the build up to the wedding, I didn't want to slouch in any of my pictures. And so that was what I was most focused on, is like all the muscles that actually make you stand up straight. Because sometimes I'll catch myself, especially like as I'm sitting in this chair talking in the mic right now, not great posture. And so the shoulders back, like dancer look. So I've done a lot of back exercises, a lot of arm exercises.
Well, your posture is fabulous.
But yeah, I would say healthy, because I think sometimes my healthy relaxation is not as strong as my go-to of let's have a bottle or a glass of wine.
Hey, I do that too, and we're not the only ones in Wisconsin.
We're certainly not. Exactly what I was like. All right, well, what do you like? I was gonna ask you. I was like, what do you do to relax? And I was like, what do I do to relax? I was like, well,
sometimes I'll get in weird crafty modes.
Oh.
One of my sisters was doing window decorations for a business, and one Christmas she decided to do snowflakes. So I spent like 3 weeks making 500 snowflakes. Oh yeah, I was nuts. But I found it really relaxing.
Just doing like the same motions over and over?
All, you know, there's all kinds of YouTube tutorials. I got real fancy. I did some 3D ones. Oh yeah. But then that wears off real quickly. So that was like 2 years ago, and I haven't felt crafty since.
You got my craft out.
Yep.
I'm crafted out. All right. Well, when we come back, speaking of crafts, talking about performing arts and how we need to support them. This is As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.